The new Westminster School District has reworked its plans for increased supervision at NWSS. The district is adding $91,589 to its budget in 2023-24 to add supervisors and youth workers at New Westminster Secondary School. Student safety and behavior has been an ongoing issue this school year, with incidents including pepper spraying, firecrackers, washroom fires, vandalism, and vaping in washrooms. Adding the supervision hours is one part of School District 40's strategy to combat the problems. The newly budgeted money will allow the district to hire 2 noon-hour supervisors, working 4-hour shifts, and 2 more youth care workers, working 6-hour shifts. Originally, the district had proposed having 4 noon-hour supervisors, at a cost of $23,944. But that idea stirred up discussion after it was raised during Superintendent Kareem Hatchlof's budget recommendations to the school board on May 2. At the time, representatives from the District Parent Advisory Council, DPAC, questioned how effective adding noon-hour supervisors would be. DPAC Chair Laura Kwong told the board the students have zero regard for noon-hour supervisors. Vice Chair Kathleen Carlson said that, while noon-hour supervisors work well in elementary schools, they're not treated with respect by high school students. Both suggested child and youth care workers would be a better option, a thought echoed by Trustee D. Beatty, who said youth workers are better at establishing relationships with students. Secretary-Treasurer Bettina Ketchum said the district reconsidered its original plan based on the feedback it received. Equally as important is the district's commitment to training of existing and new supervisors so that they have the skill sets necessary to effectively monitor student activity, said a school district budget report. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.